guys, where did this idea of Wild Wild Weasel come from?
Well, actually, that's our second book, and I came up with an idea just on a whim, because I like to write, but I've never written a children's book. And I came up with a title and a very thin wisp of an idea for a book. Salvo and I worked together, and I mentioned it to him, and he seemed interested, and I said, well, let's do it together. And he said, sure. So we spent about a year or two, maybe, doing our first book, which was called Once Upon a Weasel. And then Wild Wild Weasel is our follow-up. We like weasels.
Fair enough. What's the fascination with weasels? What was it about the weasels that kind of struck you and made this story work for you guys?
Weasels are fun animals, and they're everywhere at once. And thinking about kids, it's a perfect animal to sort of represent a kid's mischief and sense of wonder. And it's a fun word. Weasel is just such a fun word.
It's a great word. And weasels are very liberated. And, yeah, they're fun as long as you don't really think about how or what they eat. You know, we leave that out of the book. But they're very, very lovable.
Fair enough. And you guys have weasel rules in this book, according to the young man who was involved with this book's parents. A weasel has to stay in the bedroom. Weasel has to stay in the cage when he's gone. And there's no playing with the weasel until the homework is done. So very, very simple. It's interesting, too, just taking a look at where you guys came from. You know, Salvo, just kind of taking a look at your bio here. You're originally from Houston, and James, of course, you are from Nebraska. How did you guys meet?
Well, we both ended up in L.A. for one reason or another, and we ended up at the same office. And then we just got along really well, and we're really good friends now.
Yeah, L.A. is, you know, a place where a lot of people gravitate to, especially people interested in doing, you know, kind of fun, creative things, and hit it off.
And then we found an illustrator we really liked. His name is Dave Leonard, and he's really talented. I think Chuck Jones is one of his influences, and it kind of shows in his work. It's kind of has a retro feeling, and he just runs with it. We'll say, draw a room full of animals. And he'll come up with things that we never even thought of that kind of make us look at our story in quite a different way. So it's a good pairing, all three of us. He's not here today.
And I was going to say, James, speaking of Dave Leonard, I think one of the things I found unique about this book is there's a little bit of adult humor in there. What comes to mind is the library. I know as Bull and I were looking at this, we had a chuckle about some of the books that are titled, one of them being The Art of the Warthog, or of Warthog, of course, a parody of The Art of War. Did you guys come up with that? Did Dave come up with that? Do you guys kind of give him free rein on stuff like that?
I think we all did. I think he started with Walla Behavior, and then we just started running with it.
Yeah, it was kind of a group effort there. I think all three of us came up with a few of them. That's just kind of a pure joyful moment of writing when you get to come up with a bunch of creative titles. And, we definitely, and glad you caught that, we definitely wanted to include stuff in the book throughout that would give adults a good laugh. You know, it's fun for kids, but it's also we wanted to wink at the adults throughout the book.
I like that, finding ways to wink at the adults throughout the book. And I say that because this is the classic book you think of when you're reading it to put your kids to sleep. This is the kind of book you think of that you're reading when you're putting the kid to bed. You're reading a nice story. This, of course, has a very nice message at the end of it. I'm not going to tell you what it is. I want you guys to get the book so you can find out for yourselves. But you guys talked about how you all three work together and you kind of work in collaboration to put this thing together. How long does it take for a book like this to really all come together?
Well, I think our first book, we didn't know what we were doing. So that took about 2 years, and then our second book took about a year.
Yeah, it takes about a year.
And we've got more stories ahead. We've got all sorts of stories to tell.
Yeah, the world of the weasel will continue. We're getting into our groove now.
T-shirts, plush toys, go to worldoftheweasel.com. You'll love it.
Very nice. I like how you guys picked out the animal and kind of stuck to it and stuck with your guns throughout your series here. But you mentioned it takes a year. Where's that process sort of begin? Do you get on, Salvo, do you get on the line with James and say, hey, I've got an idea for what our weasel could do next?
It's sort of a ping pong match is kind of how I think about it. You know, we kind of come to the table, kind of talk about where we want to go, and then I take a volley or James takes a volley. We throw the story back and forth. We start throwing words against the sort of story structure because it ping-pongs back and forth, and then at some point we'll say, okay, we have a fully formed book with a fully formed story, and then we lob a volley to Dave, who, you know, and then it's just this ping pong match sort of three ways between the three of us, working on the story and working on the visual.
You guys could come up with a brand new sport if you could find a way to make it three-person ping pong. That could be pretty interesting. Well, you guys, you mentioned that you kind of go back and forth. You throw ideas off of each other, and, you know, this is book number two. Any idea how long you want this series to go? Did you guys have a plan in place when you wrote the first book as to how many books you wanted in this series?
It's indefinite. I think our first attempt at writing this thing, you know, that the first book is 32 pages. I think that's a standard size. But our first effort was about 100 pages, which is a little unwieldy for a little child. And we got to have a mentor from Hanna-Barbera who said, you know what, just chop this up into four different stories. You got a really nice series here. So that's what we did. And then we started thinking of more stories, and it's just indefinite. I think it'll go on forever.
So it started out as 100 pages, and then you guys said, you know what, maybe we should just chop this up and make it into four separate stories. I like that because, boy, keeping a kid's attention for, oh, I don't know, maybe 10 minutes and making yeah. it, you know, 10 or 15 pages, whatever, that's tough enough as it is. But to make them sit down for 100, that's a totally different story. But I think it's also important, too, to get back to the importance of Dave Leonard, who you guys mentioned. He's the illustrator for this book. Talk about the importance of that, especially when you're talking about a kid's book. I mean, the pictures just mean so much.
Yeah, I think we wanted a lot of detail. And honestly, a lot of the wit and humor in the illustrations are completely Dave.
Yeah, when we interviewed a number of people for this project as potential illustrators, and we clicked with Dave because I think we feel that our sensibilities align. A lot of the same tone and humor that we were trying to inject in our writing, Dave just picked it up and put it into the illustrations. In fact, you know, frequently in the writing process, we'd write something where we'd say something in words, and we'd hand it over to Dave, and he'd draw it, and suddenly we didn't even need to say certain things anymore. The humor was just coming across in little subtleties of his illustration. So he just shares the same sense of humor that we have.
And we're all very calm people. You know, there's no drama at all. Sorry for that.
That makes a big, big difference when you're working together. No doubt about that. Again, authors Salvo Lavis and James Munn joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. They co-authored the book Wild, Wild Weasel. Guys, I was looking at your website a little bit earlier today, worldoftheweasel.com, and you guys had posted pictures on there about your experience at the L.A. Times Festival of the Books. Give us an idea as to what that kind of experience was like and what that event was like for you guys.
Sure. First of all, we'd just like to say, if you go to worldoftheweasel.com, if you use the discount code Bullseye at checkout, if you buy direct from us for books, for plush toys, you get 10% off, so promo code Bullseye on our website. And then for the LA Times Festival of Books, that was amazing. That's right in our backyard. Dave, James, and I were all there. We met hundreds and hundreds of people over 2 days. It's a major cultural event here in L.A., and we just met with kids and
kids. Kids are great. We love reading to kids, and we have a really enthusiastic audience. We're very grateful.
You guys pick up some interesting ideas from kids, too, when you're talking to them, you're reading to them. You know, kids have such crazy imaginations, and sometimes they say things that you wish, yo, man, I wish I had come up with that, or wish I had said that. You guys get any idea from the kids being around them in this environment?
Totally, both in a sort of a general sense of picking up on their senses of humor. And then, funny enough, even in a more specific sense, you know, before we finalized Wild Wild Weasel, we asked just a couple of close friends, you know, with kids to bounce the story and the work in progress off their kids. And there was one kid in particular who had a couple great notes, and one of his notes actually made it into the book. We tweaked an illustration in one of the later pages to the animals have diplomas at the end. I don't want to give away too much. But the animals have diplomas, and that was a direct note from an 8-year-old.
Our readers are pretty smart.
Yeah,
they're pretty shrewd.
Very nice, good stuff. Well, Guys, we appreciate the time here very much. We appreciate the discount as well. Remember, if you go to worldoftheweasel.com, use the code word bullseye, and that'll get you a discount. So our listeners most definitely appreciate that. Guys, this was a lot of fun. Salvo, James, thank you so much for giving us some of your time. Again, don't forget to check it out. The book is out there, right? Wild Wild Weasel, released a little less than a week ago, right?
Yep.
June the 15th, it was made available. Gentlemen, thank you so much for the time. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
A pleasure. Again, Salvo Lavis and James Munn, co-authors of not only Wild Wild Weasel, that's book number two in their series. They wrote Once Upon a Weasel, which came out a couple years back, so make sure you visit their website, worldoftheweasel.com, not only to pick up that second book, Wild Wild Weasel, but also for news and notes and information and find out when book number three in that series just might drop as well.